It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Renee Montaigne is on assignment in Afghanistan. Linda Wertheimer is sitting in with us this week. And Linda, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much. It's an honor and a privilege, Steve.
That's great.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is also traveling. She is visiting India. She came with plans to announce deals that will boost U.S. military and nuclear sales to the world's largest democracy. And in a moment, we'll hear the Indian perspective on Clinton's visit.
We begin with the secretary's outreach to a new generation of Indians. She sat down with students, and NPR's Michelle Kellerman was listening.
About 700 students packed an auditorium at Delhi University to hear Secretary Clinton's ideas for a much broader and deeper U.S.-Indian relationship. She says that the dialogue now covers everything from regional security issues and nuclear nonproliferation to fighting hunger and climate change.
We have differences of history and tradition, of perspective and experience. But what has occurred in the last 15 years between our two countries in a bipartisan way, starting with my husband, continuing with President Bush, and now with President Obama, is a very exciting new approach to our relationship and to the futures we wish to build.
But she's also gotten a taste of how independent-minded this country remains. Take the issue of climate change. India's environment minister made clear yesterday that he doesn't want to be pressured by the United States to agree to legally binding limits on the country's greenhouse gas emissions. The Obama administration's special envoy on climate change is staying in New Delhi to work on this issue some more. And Secretary Clinton today tried to make the most of that very public dispute.
So I thought it was an incredibly important exchange. We understand the difficulties that each of our countries face in trying to deal with climate change. So now let's see if we can't together find some creative solutions. So on issue after issue, I think both the president and I are committed to, you know, truly respecting the views of others.
As is often the case when Secretary Clinton meets with students, several asked her about U.S. politics and how far apart she is on foreign affairs with her new boss. Clinton said that the Democratic primary campaign just amplified slight differences. She seemed to enjoy the interaction.
I'm Ragini Nayak, former president of Delhi University Students' Union. And please, madam, if you could, In the hindsight, remember that India has had a woman prime minister as early as in the third decade of its post-independence era, while America has been deprived, if I can say so, of the same privilege.
You could say so to me.
But perhaps the lightest moment came when the secretary was asked about cultural differences between the two big democracies. She said it's time for Indians and Americans to get over the stereotypes promoted by their movies and television.
You know, if Hollywood and Bollywood were how we all lived our lives, that would surprise me. And yet it's often the way our cultures are conveyed, isn't it? You know, people watching a Bollywood movie in some other part of Asia think, you know, everybody in India is beautiful and they have dramatic lives and happy endings. And if you were to watch American TV and our movies, you think that we don't wear clothes and we spend a lot of time fighting with each other.
The secretary spent the whole weekend doing this sort of public diplomacy and, as she joked, eating too much Indian food. She's clearly hoping that this sort of personal contact will pay off in the future if she can manage to get this fast-growing global power to be a closer partner with the U.S. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New Delhi.